It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
I would love to hear from you, and this is kind of wide open. Mine has to do with an actual job, but it could be anything in life that you said, you know what? I'm going to quit, and you quit pretty quick. I want to know what's the fastest you quit something. 317-239-1009 on our Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe and Alex Show, and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. I love them. They're obviously a big part of our show, too, but I really do love them, and that would be McDonald's. That was one of the first jobs that I had, and I quit that job, I think, 4 hours into it.
Jeez, Joe!
I could not handle McDonald's, not because I didn't like the place, but I have so much more respect now for anybody that works in fast food. Like they always say, if you can't work in radio, you could at least make a burger and some fries. That's what you could do. No, it's actually hard when you get people going there. They taught me stuff in training the day before, and then I'm there on the line the next day prepping burgers and sandwiches. I'm making a Big Mac with like the wrong bun. I'm making a two quarter pounders into a double quarter pounder,
uh-oh,
which in theory is the same meat, but I'm screwing up these sandwiches.
Are you sure you didn't get fired?
Well, you know what? No, I got my free meal there at that McDonald's in particular. I don't know if it's everywhere. I got like a free meal, so I got like a couple of nuggets. I got a McFlurry, an Oreo.
Oh,
one
you're
to go.
The reason they made the rule of you have to, in order to get free food, you have to work here at least like 17 days or whatever it is.
I worked there
5 hours.
I worked there 4 hours and quit. I didn't even go back for the paycheck.
Wow. So, why wouldn't you go back for the paycheck? I would.
I feel like I didn't really earn it. I just was so bad that I couldn't handle it. So that was the fastest thing that I've quit. I mean, I've quit diets and stuff along the way, but those were months and months along. What about you guys? Producer MYK, Live the Web Girl, Alex, do you have anything that you kind of, you know, quit really fast?
Well, not me, but my best friend tried to give up sex for Lent one year.
That's what Jesus wants you to do. That's a great thing to honor him.
How long did she last?
She lasted, I think, like 10 hours.
10 hours? On the Lord's Day?
Yep, unfortunately.
College, college.
Crazy time. And then I also had another friend who tried to become a vegetarian because she just couldn't stand the harm that animals were going through.
Oh,
for
yeah,
me.
Those poor things.
Yeah, and so she started it on a Wednesday, and then that Thursday night she blacked out and blacked into eating like 20 chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Drunken meat doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All right, but that's exactly what we're looking for right there. 317-239-1009. 31, did I say the number 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram? Joe wants to know, what's the fastest you quit something? Do you guys have anything or no? You guys never quit anything?
I mean, I think I lasted about 2 minutes into trying to watch Shameless on Netflix because I thought it was too weird for me, but like not weird in the fun way that I like. Like it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. I didn't like it.
What the hell is this?
So I literally lasted like 2 minutes and I turned that off.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hey, Heather, what's the fastest that you quit something?
I quit door-to-door sales very quickly.
Now, what did you do for door-to-door sales? Like, what were you hawking?
Girl Scout cookies.
Education books.
Oh.
How long did you do it?
So I made it through, because it was in college, so I made it through, like, their initial, like, them trying to think, are you going to be good at this? Are you going to quit? Apparently, I passed. So, because I'm good at sales, just apparently not going to people.
Yeah.
So I made it through that, and then we went out to, like, Tennessee for, like, an actual, like, week-long training. And then where our group went, I actually went, drove all the way out to Texas. So I invested, like, a lot of my own money into this.
That is a lot.
I made it a day and a half, and then me and my group partner that we, lived together in Texas,
yeah,
we both said, screw this, packed it up, and
what?
Came back to Indiana.
Did he just hate people like slamming the door in your face or what?
No, it was just the fact that like they wanted you to, you know, be up at like 5 a.m. and like my coaching team leader kept saying, go take cold showers. I'm like, a cold shower is not going to wake me up in the
Let
morning.
Me tell you something. I will have been in radio for 6 years this fall, and we have to get up that early in the morning, a little earlier actually, and it never gets easier. It is the worst part of our job, and there are many mornings
sure.
that I'm like, forget this show. I'm never working in radio again. I need to sleep.
How much,
right?
how much money were you out? Like, how much did you invest?
I'd probably say with, like, travel and stuff, easily, like, $500 maybe.
No, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not terrible, but still good for you. A day and a half, and I'm out this piece. Hey, thank you for calling in. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, my name is Dee.
Hey, Dee, we want to know, for Joe wants to know, what's the fastest you quit something?
Okay, so I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Emphasis on used to. It was just terrible.
Did you have to dress up as a mouse or?
As Chucky?
No, luckily I was not Chucky, but everybody on staff was fully aware that if you were asked to be Chucky, boy, you were Chucky.
Ooh. So what was the worst part about it? Just cleaning up doo-doo in the slides or what?
Or in the ball pit?
I was actually in the kitchen.
Okay.
And the worst part about it was the fact that I got my job threatened on false allegations like 3 times.
Ooh, yeah, that's not fun.
So wait, how long did you work there then? Because it's kind of, the, you know, what's the fastest, the fastest you quit something. How long were you there?
I was there for like at most a month.
All right.
Okay, that's pretty fast.
That's pretty quick turnaround. It can't beat my 4 hours. Can anybody beat that? 317-239-1009. Joe wants to know, what's the fastest you quit something?